obviously, you know, I believe in the new Nigeria. That's very true. And the reason why I believe in the new Nigeria is scientific. It's not, I don't look at it from a people point of view. I don't look at it from a religious point of view or a political point of view. I'm purely science. And I'll tell you that 100% every day. I have to look at the data of what is happening, you know, because I'm that kind of guy that I spend my time looking at stars, looking at planet, you know. I love astrology, I do all this kind of stuff, you know. So you look at all those things and look at the impossibilities, and then when those impossibilities, universal, global, intergalactical impossibilities, when they become possible, then you ask yourself the question, so what about this country? You bring it down to your level, and then you look at the data, and then you'll be blown away by what is coming, you know. Because there's this book I read many years ago called The Physics of the Impossible by Michio Kaku. And Michio Kaku, he's basically projected as the next Einstein. You know, anybody who doesn't know about him, go read about him. His brain is not here. So you look at those people and say, these are human beings as well. You know, they are thinking. And in that book, he said something. He said, any country that has the internet, you know, any village, I think, that has the internet, that country is going to get rid of poverty before you know it. You know, so any country that really has the internet full-fledged, 100, like, 24/7 non-stop, that country, before you know it, that village, there will be no more poverty there. He said it, you know. So if you look at, if you scale that, right, everything that was almost impossible before, just scale it to 50-100 years ago, they are now basically just normal things. Let's start with fax machines. You look at fax machines, people go, oh yeah, this is impossible. Now it's possible. Everybody's like, now it's a normal thing, nobody cares anymore, you know. Cars, you know, worldwide communication networks that were never in existence, even like, you know, 20-30 years ago, people didn't even think about some levels of communication. But all these things are normal things now. We're just taking it for granted. We're like, yeah, it's all good, you know. So you have a situation where you look at you can take it down to anti-gravity stuff and antimatter and teleportation and telepathy and, you know, different things, even like time travel on a level. But my point is, if you look at the dynamics of Nigeria, me and you guys will not be talking 20 odd years ago. There'll be no way for me to communicate to you guys. No way. But now there's a possibility. I can change your mindset. You can change my mindset simply by talking into a device. That is a huge level of potential there. When Peter Obi came to the Violent Space the other day, he broke the record of people listening to one guy on the spaces. Nobody thought that could be done before. Now, those people have one particular mindset because this guy said, you know, he's going to be there and he's going to drop a few gems, and they tuned in and he dropped a lot of gems that changed some people's thinking. 12 months ago, we had no Peter Obi. Peter Obi comes into the scene, he has changed things, he has changed the dynamics of our politics, he has changed the mindset of young people, he has given everybody levels of hope, he has given everybody vision on so many levels. But guess what? What propelled that thing was the fact that we have the means to consume his communications. So we have his Facebook, Twitter, and all these things, and these things were not there before. So because we have these means, I look at Nigeria like, wow, 200 million people. Right, 40% of these people are on the internet, and this thing is going to grow continuously, it's going to go rapidly. So the fact of the matter is, you're going to get more Nigerians being enlightened than more Nigerians not being enlightened. So by this time next year, you have another generation that are more enlightened than us. If you scale that yearly, you're going to have more Nigerians that are going to be enlightened. Because if someone is 30 years old today and they have a child, that boy who is 10 is already, they already know the internet. And it's only going to see change. It's going to lead to change. So those are the markers that I use when we say new Nigeria is possible. It's because a lot of us are not looking at the data scientifically. We just look at it from a religious point of view, from an ethnic point of view, blah, blah, blah. And that is the institutionalized illiteracy that I talk about, because we are refusing to scale. There are people out there who are thinking about zero-point energy, right? These are human beings. They are thinking about things that are existing outside this earth. And those things become possible in their lifetime. So changing the country just because it's poor and they have bad government is so easy in comparison to what some individuals have achieved in their garage, you know. So those are the angles that I look at it from. I look at it from a scientific point of view, especially when it comes to the laws of laws of motion. If something is going in one direction, if nothing stops it, it's going to get there. And there's absolutely nothing stopping a new Nigeria from happening, because it's the people that will be new, and the new Nigerians we're talking about, they're very young people. And these young people who are between the ages of, let's say, 18 and 35, they're scary. When I mean scary, as in they're very intelligent. Just give them the right opportunity, or rather just give them full-blown internet access, and then you see the light. So from that point of view, when I have conversations with some people, I just laugh. I said, the reality of the situation is even bigger than you can comprehend, because it's right there in front of you and you can't see it. But that is why I love Peter Obi, because he's aligned with that thinking. He's technology aware of the potential that we have. While we're still battling publicity and all this, people are already thinking about the future of how they're going to use our data to make things happen. You know, so I think we should
look at that's the truth. Honestly, in addition to all that you've said, you know, with regard to the method of the change, is something else I have very much respect for, you know, which is the book, I've forgotten the exact title again, but it has to do with decision, you know.
Book is called the First Decision, and is the subtitle the subtitle is The Singularity of Intent. It's a scientific book as well. Obviously, that takes you know what a singularity is. That's when you get to a singularity point, nothing happens after that. You know, so the singularity of intending to make Nigeria good, nothing can go past that. It's like a black hole. It enters there, the only thing that you're going to get is change. And that's where our intentions are for a new Nigeria. If you single that intention that you want it to change, you can't think outside anything. It's such a powerful force. So that's the title of the book, The First Decision, The Singularity of the Ten. Because when you make that first decision that you want the country to change, it's difficult to change your intention after that. Yeah, so that's why I operate from.
That's awesome. I just wanted to recall that in this conversation as we're, you know, getting to the end of today's conversation, because that first decision is very important. And I believe that what many Nigerians have not done, taking a first decision for their nation, is very important that we put it. What is the first decision are you taking on Nigeria now? I think that is a high point of our discussion today. Maybe we'll have to bring it out to the Twitter, not Twitter space now, but to, you know, put it and tweet it out there to see how it can help people to begin to have a rethink in their mind of the decision. There's a decision we can all take now as a people, individually. And if that decision is positive, imagine when we collate it and bring it together, the force that will come out of it. You know, I've always taken that decision, but I'm reinforcing mine today. Another decision, as if I've never taken before. I'm going to think of what I will begin to do new. You know, something new I can begin to do now, you know, that will change the course of what I've done in the past. You know, what I've done in the past has brought me to today. But what new decision, or first decision? Because this is a new trend that is about to start. I want to take a first decision in this new trend that will actually project, you know, the new Nigeria phenomenon, the new Nigeria vision, you know, that will make a loud impact, you know, and that can achieve much more in terms of bringing people, in terms of awakening people, you know, to come to that place of taking responsibility of final decision, you know, to be part of the process of building a new Nigeria.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I think that kind of wraps it up. You know, we don't know if we'll have one tomorrow, but we'll talk about that in the group. And guys, it's been a pleasure having you guys listen, especially UPI for contributing. Quincy has gone and she changed the dynamics of the thing. As you can see, change is good. We talked about the decisive mindset, but we ended up talking about if we were scared of change, because a mindset is one thing and then changing that mindset is another thing. But the result you're going to get from those two things is that you're afraid of something, or you accept it. But that all boils down to a decision. Which is where we kind of caveat the whole day today, which is fine. I don't mind continuing that trend, because, you know, there is a book, there is a decision, there is a purpose. And those three is really what I think the conversation should be about going forward, because when you look at Nigeria, what is happening is going to happen. You know, the caucus is either we win or there's a level of anarchy. Whatever the case is, we know Nigeria is going to change. But the question is, are we prepared for that level of change?